CRI News, I'm Liu Yan in Beijing. China's unmanned spacecraft Shenzhou 8 has landed in Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region. The touchdown marks the end of its 49-day space docking mission. Commander-in-Chief of China's manned space program, Cheng Wenquan, declares the mission a complete success. The space docking mission is critical to helping establish a manned Chinese space station by 2020. The nursery school children who were injured in a car crash in rural western China are now receiving hospital care. Li Zhe, a doctor at the People's Hospital of Zhengning County, says things are not looking too good at this time.
Most of these children have head injuries, such as concussion, and they have cuts and bruises on their heads. Some of them have broken arms and legs.
An overloaded school bus crashed head-on with a truck in Gansu province on Wednesday, killing at least 18 children on their way to school. They were all aged 5 and 6. The 19th Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit has kicked off on the island of Bali in Indonesia, gathering leaders from 10 ASEAN member states. The summit is chaired by the Indonesian president, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono.
Through ASEAN countries' economic growth, our region became more resilient towards global economic volatility. Furthermore, our resilience will make sure that we become part of the solution of the current global economic and financial crisis.
The summit is set to address a broad range of issues, such as the global economy, the G20 summit, disaster management, climate change, food and energy security, and regional integration, among others. Meanwhile, China says it opposes having the South China Sea issue discussed at the ongoing ASEAN summit. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Liu Weiming.
China has always been advocating the South China Sea issue should be resolved between China and all the other claimants through negotiations. ASEAN as a whole is not a concerned party of the South China Sea issue.
China insists that the territorial disputes should be discussed on a bilateral basis. Visiting U.S. President Barack Obama has told the Australian Parliament that the Asia-Pacific region will play a key role in defining the world's future.
Here we see the future as the world's fastest-growing region and home to more than half the global economy. The Asia-Pacific is critical to achieving my highest priority, and that's creating jobs and opportunity for the American people.
The United States is set to send up to 2,500 Marines to northern Australia in the coming years. U.S. President Barack Obama has outlined his administration's Asia-Pacific strategy during his stay in Australia. He is set to make his high-profile debut at the East Asia Summit later this week. Su Yi has more.
Obama has used this speech in Australia to send a message that the United States is and will continue to be a Pacific power. Jin Cai-rong, an American studies expert with China's Renmin University, says that the United States is now gearing up for involvement in the Asia-Pacific region.
The first thing America will do is to increase its military presence, like the recent Marine Deployment Agreement between the U.S. and Australia, and to strengthen military and security cooperation with South Korea, Japan, ASEAN countries, and India. The second step is economic and trade pacts, like the TPP. The third way to increase its involvement is through participating in multilateral dialogues within the region.
During his latest meeting with Obama in Hawaii last week, Chinese President Hu Jintao made it clear that China respects the legitimate interests of the United States and sincerely hopes it will play a constructive role in the region. For CRI, I'm Su Yi.
The Arab League has given the Syrian government 3 days to end attacks on civilians or face sanctions. At a meeting in Morocco, the Arab League finalized its decision made during the weekend to suspend Syria's membership. Qatari Foreign Minister Hamad bin Jassim.
The acceptance of the protocol is in order to stop the killing in Syria and in order to respect the hopes of the people and to help the economic situation and to stop the bloodshed and avoid an international intervention.
However, the Arab League has stopped short of calling for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's ouster. That's the news for this hour. I'm Liu Yan in Beijing.